The game, my journey into the secret society of pickup artists. The unlikely seduction student. I never thought I'd become a master of seduction. As a music journalist, I was more comfortable behind a keyboard than approaching women in bars. But life has a way of surprising you, and my journey into the world of pickup artistry began with a simple assignment: to investigate the underground community of men who had turned seduction into a science. Little did I know that this assignment would change my life forever. I was about to enter a world I never knew existed, a world where men dedicated their lives to mastering the art of attraction. As I delved deeper into this community, I found myself transformed from a shy, awkward writer into a confident, charismatic man known as Style. The Mystery Method. My education in seduction began with a workshop led by a man known only as Mystery. Tall, lanky, and adorned with black fingernails and peacock-esque clothing, Mystery was unlike anyone I'd ever met. His approach to picking up women was equally unconventional. "The game," Mystery explained, "is not about getting the girl. It's about giving her the opportunity to choose you." This simple shift in perspective was revolutionary. Instead of pursuing women, we were learning how to become the pursued. Mystery's method was a carefully crafted sequence of techniques designed to create attraction. One of the most counterintuitive was the neg, a backhanded compliment intended to lower a woman's social value in relation to yours. "Nice nails," Mystery might say to a beautiful woman. "Are they real?" The idea was to demonstrate that you weren't intimidated by her beauty, setting you apart from the countless men who fawned over her. As I practiced these techniques in bars and clubs, I was amazed at their effectiveness. Women who would have previously ignored me were now intrigued, even attracted. But more than that, I was changing. My confidence grew, not just with women, but in all aspects of my life. The Project Hollywood era. As my skills improved, I found myself at the center of the seduction community. Along with Mystery and other top pickup artists, we moved into a mansion in Hollywood that we dubbed Project Hollywood. It was meant to be a haven for men looking to improve their dating lives, but it quickly became a hotbed of drama and rivalry. Living in Project Hollywood was like being in a reality TV show. Every night, we'd go out, sarging pickup artist lingo for approaching women. We'd compare notes, refine our techniques, and push each other to new heights of seduction mastery. But as exhilarating as it was, I began to see the dark side of this lifestyle. Many of the men in our community, despite their newfound success with women, were deeply unhappy. They had learned to attract women, but they hadn't learned how to connect with them on a deeper level. I remember one night, after another successful conquest, feeling utterly empty. I had become exactly what I set out to be, a master pickup artist. But at what cost? I had objectified women, turned relationships into a game, and lost touch with my authentic self. The unraveling. As Project Hollywood began to implode under the weight of ego clashes and power struggles, I found myself questioning everything I had learned. Was this really the path to happiness and fulfillment? I realized that the game, for all its promises of sexual abundance and social power, was ultimately unfulfilling. The more women I seduced, the less satisfied I felt. I had become trapped in a cycle of endless conquest, always chasing the next high, but never finding true connection. It was during this time of introspection that I met Lisa. Unlike the women I had been pursuing, Lisa saw through my pickup persona. She challenged me, pushed me to be authentic, and showed me that true connection comes from vulnerability, not manipulation. Beyond the game. As I began to step away from the pickup community, I realized that the most valuable lessons I had learned weren't about seducing women at all. They were about self-improvement, confidence, and social dynamics. The game had taught me to take risks, to step out of my comfort zone, and to believe in myself. These were skills that applied to all areas of life, not just dating. I had learned how to read social cues, how to be present in conversations, and how to connect with people on a deeper level. but most importantly, I had learned the importance of being true to oneself. The most attractive quality, I realized, wasn't a clever pickup line or a perfectly executed routine. It was authenticity. As I write this, I can't help but reflect on how far I've come. From a shy music journalist to a pickup artist to a man seeking genuine connection, my journey through the game has been transformative. While I don't endorse many of the techniques I once practiced, I'm grateful for the lessons I've learned. To those who might be tempted by the allure of the pickup community, I offer this advice. Seek self-improvement, not manipulation. Work on becoming the best version of yourself, not on tricking others into liking you. And remember, true connection comes from authenticity, vulnerability, and mutual respect. The game might teach you how to attract women, but it won't teach you how to build meaningful relationships. That's a journey you have to undertake on your own, with honesty and integrity as your guides. In the end, that's the only game worth playing.